BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
You're listening to Monday's episode of The Archers from BBC Radio 4.
Morning. Jacob, are you awake?
Of course I'm awake. I've been awake all night.
Oh, no you haven't.
Most of it. This futon, it's extremely uncomfortable.
You're just not used to it.
So much for this being an easier week than last. Shaping up to be even worse, which is quite some feat.
Oh, you're catastrophizing. Oh, I slept like a log. Makes me wonder why we haven't done this before. You know, it's actually very good for you to sleep on a futon.
No, it's very good for me to sleep in my own bed with my own orthopaedic mattress topper, which is exactly where I'll be tonight. What time is it?
I'm not sure. About six, maybe. Oh, it's 5 to 7. The sun will be coming up soon.
Absolutely freezing.
You kicked your blankets off in the night when you were asleep.
I can't feel my toes. I think I've got frostbite.
Says the man who wants to go to Finland in February.
Yeah, but not in a yurt.
No, I suppose an igloo would be much warmer.
Not in an igloo, a luxury hotel.
Oh, I'll make us some tea.
I need coffee.
No problem, I've got coffee.
Not instant. I need my coffee from my machine. Oh, no, Kate. What if they steal my coffee machine?
Who? Faith and Chuck? I don't think that's very likely.
Well, they might. They might steal anything.
They'll struggle. I think you brought most of your belongings with you. What must they think of us?
Well, I don't care what they think. I just want my house back. And to get to the bottom of why they turned up claiming to have booked a holiday.
Look, I'll go over there this morning and see if we can find out what's happened. And I'll give Linda and Grey Gables a call and get them booked in somewhere else.
Why?
So you can have your bed back.
But why are you doing this? They should be doing it. They're in my house with my Wi-Fi booster. They can sort themselves out, surely.
Yes, and I'm sure that's exactly what they're doing. Oh, don't worry, Jacob. You just go to work. By the time you come home, all of this will be sorted. Do you take sugar?
No, thanks, and no milk either.
For either of us.
There you go.
Thanks.
Thanks.
Did you have any luck with the booking company?
I'm afraid not.
I sent them another strongly worded email.
We'll keep trying.
Okay. So, in the meantime, I've been ringing around places for you to stay. The bad news is there's nothing nearby. The local hotel, Grey Gables, is booked out for a conference. And there's a B&B down the road, but they're redecorating at the moment.
Oh.
But all is not lost. I did manage to find somewhere a little bit further out with availability. A hotel in Felpersham.
Felpersham. Where's that?
It's the nearest big town.
Sounds good.
Faith, is that okay?
What? Oh, yes. Sorry, Kate. Thank you for all the trouble you've gone to. I'm sure the hotel itself will be absolutely fine. It's just kind of the point of the trip was that we would stay here in Ambridge.
Sure, honey. But if there's nowhere for us to stay...
No, I know. There's nothing anyone can do. I'm just a little, Oh, ignore me. I'm being silly.
It'll be the jet lag.
It's not the jet lag.
I'm really sorry, Faith.
Oh, it's not your fault. You've been so kind. Gone above and beyond already.
Is Ambridge a special place for you?
Kinda. I grew up here.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Whereabouts? Oh,
the house isn't here anymore. We had an old cottage on the green. It's all been rebuilt. Glebe Lands, it's called now.
She made the cab drive past when we arrived.
Glebelands? Yeah, they've been there since I was a kid. So, when did you leave?
Oh, a long time ago now. My parents emigrated to the U.S., Phoenix, Arizona, when I was 10, and I've never come back. Until now.
Wow.
I suppose I just wanted to see it again. I have so many memories of the place. I had a really lovely childhood.
Wow. You've come back to your roots. What an amazing thing to do. I love that.
Oh, thank you, Kate.
Yeah, Faith thought a trip to her childhood village was a perfect way to celebrate 40 years together.
It's our anniversary on Friday.
Oh.
Chuck wanted to go to the beach.
But Faith insisted on a rain-soaked village in the middle of England. So here we are.
I'm sure Felpisham will be lovely. I don't really remember it.
You know what? Stay.
Here?
We couldn't do that.
No, honestly, it's fine. Jakob wouldn't want to ruin your holiday by sending you out to Felpisham. I'll speak to him. It'll be fine.
Oh, she can't do this.
You all right, Jakob?
What does she think she's playing at?
No, sorry, you've lost me.
Kate?
Aye, I mean, I'd go that far.
She's promised my house to some complete strangers, Jazza.
Really?
Yeah. Last night, this American couple turned up at the cottage, let themselves in, claiming to have booked a holiday.
No way.
Yeah. And Kate took it upon herself to let them stay just for one night while we sorted it all out. But now she's promised them they can stay longer. Apparently she didn't have the heart to turf them out.
They really just turned up and let themselves in?
Yeah, they really did. And to be fair, I've been on the site and it is my address on there, although the pictures aren't of the rookery.
What, so somebody else is advertising your place as a holiday let without your knowledge?
Yeah.
So it's a scam?
I think so, yeah. I'd hoped it was just a misunderstanding, but having done a bit of research, it seems that this sort of thing happens quite a lot. They've been had, and so have I.
So, where are you staying?
Oh, I don't know, but I know where I'm not staying ever again. Kate's yurt.
The yurt?
Yeah, we slept there last night. It was every bit as awful as you'd imagine.
Could you not go to Brian's?
Well, no, not really. Miranda's staying there. And anyway, Kate is adamant that the yurt is fine. Well, she can do what she wants, but I'm not staying there another night.
So where will you go?
I don't know.
You're welcome to your sofa.
Thanks, Jazza, but it might come to that.
Although, actually, Jim and Alistair have got a room going spare. I'm sure they wouldn't mind you staying there till this gets sorted.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Maybe I'll have a word with Alistair. I haven't seen him yet today. He's been out on visit. But the thing is, I shouldn't have to stay anywhere. I have a perfectly good house and all I want to do is to be able to live in it.
Hi, Alistair. Ruth here. Sorry to pester you, but I just wondered what time you'd be popping over to check the Herefords. Looks like one of them's got an infected hoof claw. I thought we said today, but I've been rushed off my feet and I didn't write it down. Anyway, let me know when you can. Thanks. Bye.
Hi.
Oh, hello.
What a lovely farm.
Thanks.
Even nicer than the pictures. I mean, I hoped for better weather, like, but you can't have everything.
Sorry, can I help you?
Oh, Ellie, we booked into your holiday cottage?
I don't have a holiday cottage.
Yeah, sorry, chalet or outhouse conversion, whatever it is. Look really lovely on the photos.
No, really, I think you're in the wrong place. We don't have any holiday accommodation at all.
Brookfield Farm, right?
Right. But
I booked 4 nights for me and my 2 kids. £360, look.
Well, I don't know who you booked it with, but it wasn't me.
BorsetshireBreaks.com.
We're not on BorsetshireBreaks.com. I mean, we used to have some B&B rooms, but that was ages ago, and we were never on that site.
So you're telling me we can't stay?
Well, yeah, I'm afraid so.
Well, what about my money?
I haven't got your money.
Oh, this is brilliant. Just brilliant.
Look, I don't know what you want me to say. There's obviously been some mix-up somewhere, but it's not my fault. I suggest you get in touch with the holiday company.
I've got 2 16-year-olds in the back of the car. They're missing school for this. What do you suggest I do with them?
I have absolutely no idea, but I'm afraid it's not my problem.
I got you a mulled wine, Chuck. That should warm you up.
A mulled wine?
Why not? We are on vacation.
And what a vacation it's turning out to be.
Lakey Hill was nice.
What was nice about it?
The trees, the greenery, the view.
What view? Couldn't make out a thing through the drizzle.
You all right there?
Hello?
I hope you don't mind me interrupting you. But I heard your accent at the bar. I'm guessing you're the folk who are staying at Jakob's.
For now, yeah.
That's right. I'm Faith, and this is Chuck.
Jazza.
Jazza?
Aye, well, to my pals. Jack on my birth certificate. So, how's things?
Could be better.
Aye, I heard about the mix-up.
Bad news travels fast around here, huh?
No, actually, I ran into your man earlier and he told me.
Well, we're hoping to get something else sorted soon, but it's been difficult getting hold of anyone, so we took ourselves off for a walk.
Lakey Hill?
Yes. It was lovely, wasn't it?
Was it?
It's a shame about the weather, because on a clear day you can see for miles. You're brave climbing in this.
Brave or stupid?
Aye. Rather you than me. Well, it was nice to meet you anyway. Good luck.
Well, that was embarrassing.
What do you want me to say? Lakey Hill was everything I've ever dreamed of, because news flash, Faith, it wasn't. It was miserable. Like the rest of this place. Even if it had been a clear day, there'd have been nothing to see because there's nothing here.
You don't know that.
Come on, Faith, look at us, sitting in some run-down ye olde pub in the middle of nowhere.
It's not run-down.
It has a clapped-out camper van in the car park.
Oh, apparently that belongs to one of the locals. He broke down, the barman was telling me, so they're letting him stay there temporarily.
Just admit it. This whole trip has been a mistake.
Oh, yeah, great place to park.
I'm sorry?
Is everyone round here difficult? Is it just my bad luck?
Well, I was just...
Oh, just forget it.
Hi, Jacob.
Hi, Ruth. Alistair sends his apologies. He's stuck on a call out in Hollerton, so he sent me to check the Hereford's Claw. Who was that?
A very unhappy holidaymaker.
Holidaymaker?
Well, that's the idea. She thinks she's booked 4 nights in a holiday cottage on our farm. I did try to explain that she can't have done on account of the fact that we don't have any holiday cottages. But she was adamant. She's just spent 20 minutes on the phone to the booking company to try to prove it to me. But in the end, she had to admit defeat.
Right.
I mean, I do feel for her. She had 2 teenagers in the back of the car on their phones. I don't know what they're all going to do.
This is really weird.
I know. She was so sure. She showed me a confirmation email with our address on it and everything. I think she thought I was trying to pull a fast one. And I said to her, I'll happily show you around and you'll find there's nothing meeting the description of holiday cottage. Milking shed, yeah, but...
The same thing happened to me last night.
How do you mean?
Well, a couple turned up from America.
America?
Yeah. They said they booked a holiday on BorsetshireBreaks.com.
Yeah, my woman said the same. But that's a fairly established site, isn't it?
Yeah, I don't think it's the site that's the problem. But I've been doing some research this afternoon, and apparently it's relatively easy for someone to post a fake listing.
Oh, what? So you mean we could get more turning up?
Well, if we don't do something about it, yes.
But what can we do? Ring the site, get them to take it down.
Oh, good luck with that. I've been trying all day and nothing. I think if we want to solve this, we're going to have to take matters into our own hands.